Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
Now I have a heart like a hornet's nest. They're swarming in my mouth. They're busting through my chest. But I could live back when...
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Musical ghosts haunt the new album by the band Lucero. Their blend of alt-country, classic rock, and Memphis soul may have you thinking of the old Stax record label, or the Rolling Stones around the time of Exile on Main Street, or the Memphis power pop band Big Star, one of whose songs gives Lucero's new album its title. The album's called All a Man Should Do, and the first song the band's going to play for us today evokes another musical ghost. It's called Went Looking for Warren Zevon's Los Angeles, and it's the band Lucero, live on Soundcheck.
Sea of lights, Venice Beach to Hollywood and back. I'm drinking whiskey in my winter coat, an empty heart attack, my soul gets cold. Dan Tanner's by the troubadour, Harry Dean singing No Danny Boy. Laughter hours, the overpass. I'll rap you out, the overpass. Went looking for Warren Zevon's Los Angeles. I got turned around on Gallon Avenue. So long, so long. Going back to Memphis with a picture and a song. So long, so long. Gonna find a jukebox, everyone can sing along. Gonna find a jukebox, everyone can sing along. Took some pictures and a photo booth. Gotta give her credit where credit is due. Pretty girls, crowded streets, like desperados waiting under the eaves. I fell in love, but the love ran out. And Lucy's El Adobe by the Paramount. Margaritas on the black palm trees. I got time. Sing along. Hollywood, Hawaiian hotel. So long, so long. Going back to Memphis with a picture and a song. So long, so long. Gonna find a jukebox that everyone can sing along. So long. Thank you.
From Memphis, the band Lucero, live in our New York studio on Soundcheck, and a song called Went Looking for Warren Zevon's Los Angeles. The members of the band Lucero here with us, Ben Nichols on vocals and guitar, Brian Venable on guitar, Roy Berry is behind the drum kit, John C. Stubblefield playing the bass, and at our piano is Rick Steff. And in a couple of minutes, you'll be hearing the horn section, Randy Ballard on trumpet and Jim Spake on sax. Ben Nichols, to you and the rest of the band, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you very much for having us.
It's a great sound even before the horns join in. In fact, this was the song that first caught my ear off this record.
Yeah, I guess for us too. And that was why we made the choice to... I think we streamed that song on a few websites and stuff kind of before the record was released.
Yeah.
Just because, I think it was kind of... It perked everybody up.
It perks people up, but it's also... You're not sure why you're being perked up by a song that has this kind of wistful quality.
Such a melancholy kind of sound. I don't know. I think it was kind of a surprise. We didn't know exactly how interesting a song we had on our hands when we first wrote it.
Well,
as it got mixed and as it came together, it ended up being a really cool song.
Yeah, it is a really cool song. And the idea of Warren Zevon's Los Angeles, is that a different L.A.? Is that an L.A. that has faded away?
Probably. The funny part is that most of the stuff referred to in the song is actually my Los Angeles, or at least the places I was hanging out at when I was there for a little while. And so, it was not the roughest point in my life, but it wasn't the easiest point in my life. L.A.'s L.A.
Yeah.
And I was in a very particular relationship. And so... I was actually listening to a lot of Warren Zevon, and, I wanted to go to the Hollywood Hawaiian Hotel and have a margarita, but it doesn't exist anymore. It's apartment buildings now.
Yeah. So it is a faded.
I guess it is.
David Bowie in the 70s for a time lived in L.A. Yeah. And has always spoken about that as, like, the pits, the bottom, him bottoming
right.
out, that L.A.
Right.
was, like, a really bad place for people like
for some
him.
People, yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
I think of sun and sand and surfing, but
right.
there's also this really dark side to
of
that.
Course, of course. No, there's always, I don't know, there's something romantic about the West and going West.
Yeah.
And it's California, that's LA. And that still exists, or at least exists in my head.
Well, what about Memphis? I mean, to a New Yorker, Memphis is West.
Of course.
And Memphis is kind of like a gateway to the West.
Memphis is a whole nother beast. Of course, there's a ton of history there.
A lot of great music history.
And a lot of great musicians. It's a very appropriate place for Lucero to be from.
Yeah.
But it's got its own ups and downs as well.
Yeah. So the album title, All a Man Should Do, is from a
big star song
which
right.
you cover. Is this the first time Lucero has covered a song on
it
a
is.
Record?
At least for a full-length album, it is.
Yeah.
I'm
In Love with a Girl.
Exactly. I'm In Love with a Girl, which is just on the record. I believe it's just Alex Chilton and a guitar.
I'm in love with a girl.
It's a pretty stripped down song. It's pretty basic, but it's beautiful. And we were recording there in Memphis at Ardent Studios, which is where Big Star did their stuff. And in fact, Jody Stevens, the drummer from Big Star, still works there, and he's around all the time. And we were kind of trying to figure out how to round this record out. And the idea of doing a Big Star cover came up, and we're like, oh yeah, that's absolutely perfect.
I'm in love with a girl, finest girl in the world. I didn't know I could feel this way.
And then we were lucky enough that Ken Stringfellow and John Auer from the Posies were in town, and they play with Jody now as Big Star.
Although it's important to say Jody is the only surviving
original member
of Big
That's
Star.
That's true. But all these guys were in town for a uh, for a show, and we got them in the studio, and they actually sang backup on the cover song. And that's pretty awesome, having big stars sing backup on your big star cover that you're recording at Arden Studios in Memphis. So that was huge. That was really fun.
It is a really nice moment. So this album takes its title from that song, right. All a Man Should Do. The previous record, you know, that title, Women and Work, mm-hmm. you know, basically just announced itself. You know, this, right. that's what this record is.
Right.
This title suggests something, I don't know, more introspective, more nostalgic, maybe
sure.
about growing up, growing older.
Definitely. And yeah, no, that's those are all kind of themes, I guess, on All a Man Should Do. Yeah, with Women and Work and the record before that, which were also recorded at Arden, mm-hmm. actually. But those two records, the previous two records, yeah, we'd added the horns and we had Rick on, you know, piano and a lot of B3, and we were really following this kind of Memphis sound.
Yeah.
And we were really pushing that, and we were having a blast doing it. And it was something we hadn't really done before, and it was a great time and a great sound for us. But with this next record, this new record, it was time to shift gears a little bit. And yeah, I play acoustic guitar on the whole thing, so it kind of automatically has a kind of a softer touch mm-hmm. just from the beginning. But the overall sound of the record's more mature. God forbid.
I take that as a sign of maturity when someone is in the middle of calling their work mature and then suddenly realizes, am I really saying this?
Ridiculous. I should never, ever say it.
I love the sound of the horns in this next song, Can't You Hear Them Howl?
Yeah.
And so we'll bring the trumpet and the sax, Randy and Jim, into the band for this next live performance. You want to do it for us?
Yeah, let's do it.
The band is Lucero, playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. The song is called Can't You Hear Them Howl?
Long night.
The band Lucero here in our Soundcheck studio. Live performance of Can't You Hear Them Howl, one of the songs from their new album called All a Man Should Do. Lucero playing for us this afternoon in the Soundcheck studio. And Ben, it's great horns on that song. There's a couple of really neat arrangements. There's another song, I Woke Up in New Orleans, where
it's got beautiful horns in it, real soft.
Really soft.
It really evokes the emotion in that song for sure. Yeah, Jim and Randy are just killing it.
So does someone write out arrangements for that?
Yeah, Rick's a big part of that too. Jim and Rick, and really kind of anybody in the band could bring, you know, a melody line or something into the process. But and then some of it, you know, starts out as a B3 line, and then you're like, oh, that would work great as a horn line. But they do an excellent job of, getting the stuff arranged. It makes it so fun to work on new songs, and I'll stay up all night by myself and I'll put something together, and I can't wait to get in the next morning and come to rehearsal and see, you know, what parts that they come up with.
Right.
And that's the funnest part about the whole process.
And I mean, that is Memphis. You know, that is the sound of Memphis.
Man, it feels really cool to be in Memphis making rock and roll, I gotta admit, especially with these guys.
So you talked before about spending some time in L.A. Did you, I mean, was it a fish out of water kind of thing, a Memphis boy being in L.A.?
A little bit. It's not as good a movie as it sounds like that would have been. but I was dating a girl out there for a little while. And she's got a presence on the new record for sure. But luckily, that's the first half of the record, the kind of darker part of the record. Luckily, halfway through the record, it kind of comes up out of that and into a lighter place. A more positive place, possibly.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen more than one reviewer notice that, you know, the second half of the album, the clouds part.
Yeah, exactly.
The sun comes out.
I kind of sequenced them that way intentionally. So, yeah, it's not like it's a concept album or anything.
Right.
But it does have a certain flow,
a certain
song sequence.
Yeah. So how closely tied for you guys is the image of Lucero to the town of Memphis? I mean, if you all moved to Brooklyn, would you still be Lucero?
No, we never would, and we never could. No, and this band... I'm from Arkansas originally. Mm-hmm. Most of the guys are born and raised in Memphis, but I'm from 2 hours away in Little Rock, Arkansas. And I followed a different girl to Memphis way back when and ended up in this band. And I could have followed a girl to Austin or, you know, Denver or who knows where, Anchorage. But this band couldn't have formed if I would have done that. I could have written music and been in a band, but it would not be Lucero for sure. Yeah. Lucero can only exist in Memphis.
Well, I know you guys are friends with the Hold Steady, and you know have toured with them, and
for sure.
And you know, they were also kind of really tightly tied to the Twin Cities,
right?
And somehow, when they moved to New York, they were still the Hold Steady. You know, the songwriting was still
them for sure. Yeah. And I mean, Craig's storytelling, I mean, there's a lot of details. There's a lot of Minneapolis details in those songs.
Yep.
There's a lot of Brooklyn details in the songs as well. I don't know. For Lucero, it's just, I can't imagine it being in any other place.
Lucero is the band. Their new album's called All a Man Should Do. And the next song you're going to do for us, this is from the second half of
the
record.
It is from the second half, this is when things are looking up a little bit.
All right, let's hear Young Outlaws. Once again, Lucero, live on Soundcheck.
Wearing out a welcome, your coyote's tattered. saw coming. Spent so long out running. Lost a son of a baby. But sweet mama, I surrender. Take me home today.
Let's go.
Once again, the band Lucero with a song called Young Outlaws, live performance on Soundcheck. You'll find it on their new record called All a Man Should Do. Ben, did your voice always have that moonshine and cigarettes roughness to it? Or did you have to indulge in moonshine and cigarettes to get there?
No, it was always... I've heard Patterson Hood call his voice not cooperative. And I think mine has always been not the most cooperative of voices.
Yeah.
And yeah, the whiskey and cigarettes, just flavor it.
Well, it's a nice flavor, and it's served you well over the years. As has the name of the band, which is kind of surprising since there is...
There's the famous Mexican singer.
Lucero.
We are from Memphis, and none of us speak Spanish.
Okay.
And we were actually, Brian over there on guitar, he was going through the Spanish-English dictionary and just looking for pretty words that might make a good band name. And Lucero happened to be one of those he stumbled across. And in the dictionary it says, you know, bright star.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, that's perfect.
Yeah.
And had it never crossed our mind that it was a... very common surname, and a lot of people know the name already.
Right, but, and that this Mexican singer has sold like 20 million records.
Records, yeah.
All right.
I don't see a conflict.
No. As I say, it's worked out for you. The album's called All a Man Should Do. It's out now. Lucero, Ben, to you and the rest of the gang, thank you so much.
Man, it was a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Soundcheck is a production of WNYC in New York. Find out more about our show at soundcheck.org or just download the new WNYC mobile app. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.